This download is brought to you by PokerFraudAlert.com. PokerFraudAlert.com brings you a weekly radio show every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, exploring all the scams, scandals, and frauds in the world of poker. PokerFraudAlert.com. Also available on iTunes and Stitcher. And check out our forum, too. PokerFraudAlert.com.
Starting with the entry bird pickup. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
Thanks for coming.
Turn your phone off now. You're the only ones on this one.
You made it.
Tell me, is everything going to be okay here?
I think it is. Yeah, okay. I want to talk all about it. We'll get through this thing.
Okay.
I think we're going to have to take some
The thing yesterday
here,
was really scary to me again. When they called me, luckily the person knew me enough to call me and tell me somebody sent the screenshot. Something security. You heard the conversation.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that.
Oh, okay, so you know.
Is Sandy around?
Or? Sandy's at the office. I'll let him there.
Yeah, let's go see that when we get there.
Okay.
But no, I talked to Yuri, and I'll tell you what we found out.
Okay, let me see. Okay, there you go.
It's not, okay. You don't know who it is. It's
somebody up there?
We think it's somebody up there.
Okay.
Yuri said that he would, try to determine, you know, unfortunately, if someone plugs right into the database, apparently, does it read only?
Yeah.
They don't save that access, but if they do it as a, if they save the thing, that is saved. There is a record there.
Yeah.
So, depending how they did it, hopefully,
They did a screenshot of the tournament. And
now he was thinking, Yuri thought it was perhaps a recreated screenshot. Do you think it was an actual screenshot off the UV interface?
I was told it was a screenshot, but I don't know if it was recreated. I don't know. I can't answer that. I know the one person that called me is a UB pro online, and he wants to keep the job. He wants his thing quiet for all purposes, and he told this person, leave this alone, I'll handle this. And they said, but why this person up there sent it to him?
Who is this guy, the online pro? Which
the
one?
Person?
Which one of the online pros?
It was the heavyset guy, Sean Rice. Sean Rice called. That's who you heard talking on the phone yesterday.
I wonder if there's...
And a guy called Whiskey or Wizzy or somebody is the person that this person sent it to. He's the one that called Sean. He's the one that called Sean and said, Sean, I just want to let you know I got some information sent me here. And it's like he said, go into security and have Blow to show you. He bubbled a tournament or something in Aruba, but this person won an Aruba tournament, a $10,000 package. So that's... Somebody sent this person Whiskey or... Busy or Whiskey or something like that. I don't know who that person is.
Who the people are coming to be.
They won't tell us that. They won't tell us that. But he did tell me if he called it.
Was
either Whiskey or Whiskey.
Be paid?
No, they won't tell us.
Do we have a problem?
But these guys have just drugged me through. It's only me. Yeah, it's not anybody else. It's, you know, even though the other people's names have been mentioned and everything, it's all me. So.
We have to change that.
Yeah. So, I don't know what your and Greg's thoughts or what you thought before you came or what or what.
I talked to Seth later. I have some
ideas. I think there's only one solution myself. I don't understand how it could be anything else. But, yeah, I'm loving the hope you've got something else because.
Well, I think the first thing is that you don't directly. Do anything. You don't want to make it directly. To get people indirectly to post things, creating the doubt in it with you and that other people are involved.
Oh, they're just going to blitz that. That's the problem. These internet guys are going to blitz it.
Not at the, if it came out that, you know, Travis was renting this house. If it came out that, you know, he had access to all these emails.
That's true.
Can create the sense of doubt and say,
But then that's really what you're doing is what we said, putting the blame on him.
Right.
Not directly. Not directly.
Yeah. Like do it through other people.
I see. Okay.
It's too high risk to do it directly. But if we have other people posting, they believe that it was him and that he had the, you know, ability to do it. And some people saying, you know, I know Russ Hamilton and might be a good gambler, but no computer geek. He did not do this. There's no way he did it. You can know his capabilities.
Okay.
He's a smart guy. You know, I think we can...
So we're really going to do it in a roundabout way of putting the blame on him.
Yeah, what we need to do is get a lot of pictures and names up that it's him. And a lot of noise that it's him, but I think it helps the situation. It's never going to be perfect.
So what do I tell Travis to leave town or something? What do I tell him?
Yeah, no, I would have to try to take it. Yeah, something I have to talk about.
Here's,
unfortunately, we've got to get him out of the office.
Out of this office? Oh, we fired him before he's gone. I've already called.
Like a letter that, you know, you're fired because of all this stuff.
Well, this you can talk to Sandy about, but we've already got rid of him, already got him out of the office. I've already called. He handled all my personal, he paid my bills at home. I took him off my Visa now. I called and took him off my Visa. So I've started already taking him off things that I can prove.
So that's a good...
Yes, he paid all my bills. He paid all my bills.
Say, well, how could this happen? This was a trusted person.
He paid all my bills. He made my flight arrangements. He made my hotel arrangements. He took care of everything. And,
Now that, and as we'll talk about, I mean, your lawyer won't necessarily want you to do this indirectly. So, I mean, as far as everybody knows you're not doing it, it would be a third party to most of this stuff. We don't want
you have third parties that are going to post this? Or, I mean, I don't...
We're going to have to find them. Either we start people with new names or maybe get some existing people, ideally you can get somebody who's already posted their password. We could even maybe have this guy
the guy that's posting the other man?
No, the guy that's paying. He's posting a bunch of things.
Oh, Dodo.
He would post that.
This guy didn't get me for no easy money. I didn't have enough money to get him. I'll send Travis back tonight with more money. I didn't have,
Sure.
And I've paid him over 2 years. I said, I just don't have, this guy wasn't going for it. I said, don't you understand? I don't have this money. He goes, you're the wrong person I'm talking to. I need to call somebody else. He said, no matter who, I'm not changing. So,
this guy, what we do is we just keep him on the hook for 6 months.
I've got him on the hook for 2 years. I can't do nothing else to him.
Wow.
I can't pay him the money he's wanting. I can't pay for 6 months. I can't do it.
Now,
six months.
What we do is we pay him over this next few months, and then we just stop.
Oh, I can't stop. There's stuff he's got that's...
But
it's got
point, it'll
listen,
all be paid
let me,
back.
But it doesn't matter. The stuff, if he was the poster and was paid back, is not good. Here's what I worry about. Let me tell you what I worry about. It's not the paid back stuff. And we'll talk, me and Sandy talk about this one. It's not the paid back stuff. It's all paid back, and that's done. Some of these screenshots he's given me, he doesn't know what he's got with a lot of this stuff. But he's got it, and he would post it if you quit paying him, and I've made a 2-year deal with him. I've got to give him $50,000 now. I didn't have $50,000. I took 11 with me, and I borrowed 9 in Costa Rica, believe it or not, from some people. That's all I dug everything I could. Paid him 20, Travis is going back to 30, but David's going to loan me 30 to take drink. Travis is flying down tonight. And then I've got to get him $10,000 a month for a year and $5,000. It comes out to like $120,000, $180,000, $230,000 over the course of 2 years. But he's got stuff on there, and this is what worries me, and this is what worries Sandy. Paid back, play on Travis, that's fine. There's these transfer records in there. All these transfers is where transfer is like not good. And he's got transfers of, he's got transfers in there, me back and forth with Lyle Berman's name a lot, Freddie Deeves, all these transfers. He's got the records in there where it's transferred from Jim Ryan to me to put into transfer accounts to transfer. It's from JR.
Right.
It's administration stuff. It's administration stuff that started way before all this started even, to where we would send to pay host payments. It even says in there, pay host payments. It's unbelievable. To Shaw over to administration pay host payments. It's unbelievable all the stuff that's in this stuff. He doesn't know everything in here, and you can't stop paying this guy in 6 months. Now, my guy didn't want to even pay him anything. If this stuff would have gone on the internet, they would have just made shambles of all this. The transfers is what worries Sandy, that the government's not going to get involved. If it's paid back, there's who's hurt, everybody's got paid, all this, it'll go away. Got to put the blame on somebody, but these transfers and money that they go transfer around and stuff, and they, where's it going? Oh my God, and there's so many transfers with people like Lyle Berman's and back and forth from back to the office and then paying host. Well, what were you guys doing? You're paying payments from winning money online or something? This stuff he's got's not good. It's not good. I think you have to let Travis take the blame. But you got to keep this guy paid. I got to keep the bill with him. I got to go through 2 years. The second year's not bad. It's $5,000 a month. The 50 coming up for here is tough.
I agree that we should be planning on it, not as a liability, but after we've paid back the players, there may be a way that we can extinguish that liability. We can talk about the different ways.
And he did tell me, Dodo did tell me, he said, if you want me to help you post something, you tell me. That's what he told me. That's the guy that we're talking about.
So we can, we have good contacts, as you do, as you are. So
yeah.
There's all sorts of, let's just keep them on the hook.
Well, I'm going to make sure I know, though. Here's what I've done. I've made sure one thing. I've learned in my life one thing. You can listen to them, they can tell you they're going to do this, but I've for sure, Dodo and this Nat, the guy that started all this, I don't know what his reasons are or why. I never threatened him either. He went on there and posted that. I called Bluff Magazine and said, you've got an owner. So I imagine Bluff called him, but he never did tell him it wasn't Russ Hamilton that threatened him. They probably said, you own 1%, you're out. So anyway, I've got Nat, I've got Dodo, and I've got this trampoline, all three of them.
Good.
Emails being, I'm going back 2 months and getting everything, and everything going forward, so I know everything they're talking to. So those three guys, I know everything they're doing.
Excellent.
And if there's anybody you guys want, I have a connection like with the person at Interpol that can get everything for me. So whatever you want, if you want it, tell me what you want. I don't know. So,
well, the biggest thing is that somehow we can find out who this leak is.
I don't know an email to have them check. Yeah. I'm checking trampolines, all three. I got all three of you. I'm checking that, and I'm checking this dodo guy. But this dodos could be one that you just made up just to send back and forth. I don't know how good that is. But
right.
But those three, I am in going
no,
back.
No, no,
I'm going back like 2 months.
He'll just abuse that. Just,
yes. Yeah. So, but Nat, I'm trying to figure out what's behind this. Why? What's the reason? Somebody sent him out here on a mission. I don't know who. I think it could be damn. We're really into something here that's really getting ready to be really big with our company. World Poker Tour Circuit. We have a TV show starting. They're going to announce it next week on Fox TV. News Corp. You know who Rupert Murdoch is? News Corp. We have News Corp behind us. They took Pogo from zero to 1.5 million customers in 1 year paid. News Corp is starting to advertise next month. Fox TV, we're filming in September 8th. Next first show's on TV the 15th. It's called Club WPT on TV. The only way you win your seat, all News Corp's people are advertising. Go to Club WPT. We're giving them a $7 Philly price. They're giving News Corp $4 of it. It's huge. It's fucking, this could be like a 700,000-800,000 customer site overnight. It's so big. I mean, News Corp is huge. News Corp advertises in their magazine, their newspapers, their TV. They own Fox. I think Pureplay could have even said, go blast Russ Hamilton, because we took this from them. They were ready to make a deal with News Corp, and Fox, because we were doing this TV show and the World Poker Tour got it in, said, let's just do the whole thing. Let's do the whole News Corp thing. So, and when I get done, I promise whoever this is, when I get done with this, and I promise you we're going to make this into a huge company. This News Corp thing, I'm going to pay everything back to everybody, I promise. Whoever says I owe them money, I'm going to...
No, you do the first thing with Dodo. It's some good stuff.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back to the people that have had to take some losses here right now. I will go back to these people. The thing we can't let it know is this thing that happened, I did, was really fucking dumb. The thing with this early stuff with the company and paying host payment stuff, that can't ever get up. That's got fucking stuff.
No, yeah. And you, the thing that you did, though, really, like, you have too much trust in this person, Travis.
Yes.
You had a sensation that some things were wrong.
Yes.
But never acted on it. That's your fault. You vouch to the company on Travis.
I paid Tom McAvoy $50,000 to check out me on Neil thinking everything was okay.
So, and then now the reason that you're helping out with this thing is because you feel guilty. It was your responsibility to,
Okay,
that's an explanation.
So really we are going to put the blame on Travis through a roundabout way of other people getting the word out before they make a release. Let us.
And the release has to be consistent with the fact.
And you know what? Here's what I told Sean Rice on the phone yesterday. I said, Sean, I can't say nothing. I don't know. I said, they're doing an investigation, not me. But I can tell you one thing, and they've let this go. How they let it go, it's the most important thing of all. Proves I didn't do it. I said, they've let it go. But that address that they linked me to that I owned the house and where that account and who was there, that's the whole secret. They've let it go. I said, they let it go and didn't go no farther. But I said, just keep that between me and you. So that was Sean Rice.
Yeah, but you could even, I think it's safe for you to say, look, I do own my house.
I do. I rent. Travis lived there. I do. But Travis does live there.
You can say that. I rented it.
Travis does live there. Right. I haven't lived there for 3 or 4 years. I don't know.
Plus, any playing from the office is explained by the fact that he worked in the office.
Travis had all my accounts. He had everything. He paid my bills. He did everything for me. He knew he had every ongoing. There's the couple of counts that we've got to explain that he did it as a buddy-buddy thing. This is the bad thing. But here's the thing you have to make known. There's players asking me this. That there's a couple of counts. They didn't take much money at all. Hey, Freddie. Oh, no, I was just calling to see what was going on in the sites and the blogs and all that. That was all. Okay. No, that's okay. That's all I called for, just to see if... I'm starting a meeting right now, so you just, you know, if you find out something in the next couple minutes, if not, let me, I'll call you after my meeting. Yeah, if it's something important, call me. If not, I think it's all died down up here, it looks like. That'd be right. It's all died down, Dan, in 2 days now. I don't know if
we'll
wait
until after we...
No, no.
What we have to do is get these other people out to create reasonable doubt. And then we get the people back.
Yeah.
And then, another one will die over. We need to get some reasonable doubt out there. We don't want everybody saying...
No,
I understand. The last time they were doing that with Scott, and they were able to totally kill it. We just have to get somebody else up there.
I guess. I didn't even realize that, I guess. No, this one here, I need to show you this here. These are fucking emails that we got to somewhere get rid of on the internet here. I don't know how you do this. I think I'm going to person. I've got some people that are high, really, really good. I've got some okay, there it is. I think I can get people here, but there's fucking emails going back and forth here real quick. With this one developer that I don't even know his name from a long time ago, and this is with these things going back to the upgrade on how to upgrade this all the time, going back to Mansoor, going back. His name is Todd Bartles. You know who it is? I don't know who he is either. Bartles. Back and forth between Craig and him with all these things. So I think I can get all these deleted out there to where they're in history and gone, but I've got to... I don't know who Bartleson is. Greg will probably know. Back here. I showed one here that somebody, our comedian next door, Anthony Curtis, that rents to us, put up yesterday. I said, okay, this is great, Kirk. You've really done good for me. Hey, Sandy.
How are you,
man? Yeah. Got me short now.
Good.
Well, he looks like a letterman, doesn't he?
The latest iteration.
I got to go back to my house. I have got to go to bed. Sandy, how did you figure out how to turn the TV on?
Yeah, how did you? It's still Norman.
It's still Norman. You know, the comment is he's 51 years old, and he's the oldest guy to be in the lead for a major tournament in history of mankind. And I'm scratching my head saying, shit, I turned 59 yesterday, and, you know, this makes me feel great.
Yeah, but that's an amazing story. Robert seems like it's gotten better.
The outlet bar, the power bar is down here. How is your car? You flew in from Seattle?
Yeah.
Then there's two restaurants, one here, one there, either one. Norman's leading this thing?
Yeah.
Is this the British Open or something?
British Open.
This looks like a picture of a course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the
British Open is like one of the craters.
Look at the depth of the
British Open is the toughest thing involved. You know, I would play this kind of course great if you realize that.
Yeah.
I couldn't play the American courses they play on because they're too long. This course...
Is that what the difference between the Lynx course and the U.S. course?
The U.S. courses are 7,000 yards. You got to hit it 340, but these guys hit it 340, 350.
Yeah.
I can't hit it. But I can hit it straight, and I can put it in between. I can put it in these fairways.
Is that playing into a windstorm?
Remember a few years ago when the one guy tied for British Open, went in the playoff, where he had like a three-stroke lead with one hole to go, he hit it in the water. Do you remember that?
I think so.
I got news for you. I could have won the British Open with one club that day. You give me a 5-iron, I'd have won the British Open. I would have won the British Open with one club. This guy was the biggest.
What's this guy? He's hitting into a complex. He's got a huge freaking driver.
You know the difference in them and mine, Swain?
What?
Is I can take my driver and control it any distance I want. And these guys have got one control. They got one distance they hit it. That's it. I can go play a driver and I can hit it 80 yards, 90 yards, 120, 150, 180, 200, and 210, and 220. That's about my macro. But I can hit any of them, I can hit it right in the spot. That's the difference. But you see all this stuff?
It looks like somebody dropped, like a B-52 went over that course.
But this is the kind of course I can play. I can't play the American courses. The American courses are too long. Okay, can we turn this down or something here, or just so we can talk? No, I'd like to see the picture. I'd like to see what's going on. Sandy, shut that door. Does anybody want a Pepsi before we start, Dan?
Yeah.
Diet or regular, guys? Andy?
Diet, fine. I hate to ask anybody this, but I need a dollar.
No, I know this is embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing? Everybody's a diet?
One does it.
Yeah, because they're quarters is all the rule. They're, everybody's a diet?
Yeah, I'm a diet.
Yeah. I can't imagine how the shit you play out of that bunker when the ball just lays up against the lip of the wall and the bunker's 4 feet deep.
You know, you have to just play backwards if you can.
You just try and get a backspin on the ball and get it to come up and back over.
Somehow hit the opposite way, frankly, if it were me. Better shot.
How's Bridgeport?
Well, as well as can be. I'll give you the field and the exact stuff.
No, I was more interested. I heard something that there was something on the blog about his wife.
Oh, yeah.
That would...
Again, one question my attorney in town asked is...
Doesn't take one
seriously? Things get that personal. You just
what are you talking about, take one?
Pearson's wife. The blog.
Who doesn't take it personal?
Oh, I was saying, he actually does a good job not taking it personal. So I feel like his attitude is, look, only a small percentage of the population reads this. More misinformation than publish, the better. So
I agree.
This was discredited him, and this was complete misinformation.
Do you know that the people that are writing these blogs are these guys that are learning to play, most of them, or play once and two cent of the play, or play free play most of them, or play Yahoo, or just, I don't know. My attorney asked me, he's just curious. You told me, I believe, but I just want to make sure. You didn't want to meet with him so we could all sit down and talk together, and the purpose of that was?
Yeah, no, we'll go through that.
Okay.
So anyway, let's...
Maybe I left my computer at home. I didn't bring it, so I don't know if there's anything you need.
I don't know if it's
your water or what.
I had it on because I was amusing myself. I don't know that
I got some documents for you to sign just to confectuate. Okay, so this is what I thought we'd do is first we do an overview all together and go through those questions. Give you an update on Excapsa. Give you an update on everything I
have. Oh, that's good.
Give you an update on this goal we have in the ERA's office, we think. And ideas on a strategy for us.
Okay.
Then what I thought I'd do is I would give these documents to Sandy, which are all straightforward.
Okay.
These are just further assignments and stuff. We print them out, look them over, and we can make any changes. So while you're looking them over, I'll spend a couple minutes just for us.
So you need us private for a few minutes?
No. Let's first go through the whole overview.
Okay.
Then we'll go. Then I'll give these documents to Sandy to look at. We'll look at them, and we'll make it. Then we'll, then we can meet. So, okay, so first of all, the overview. First, why I'm not going to the lawyer is basically I want to make sure to preserve your privilege for them. The guy is your lawyer. Say it's okay for Sandy to be there. You've got the privilege with him, but if I'm there to protect him,
the privilege is gone.
The privilege is gone.
Okay, so you can explain this to Shestov whenever we go, okay?
Oh, yeah, but he'll get it.
Okay.
That's one reason. And the second reason is just sort of the principle. I'm a lawyer.
Okay.
I'm happy to participate, answer any questions, help. Because, frankly, our interests are the same. So, I mean, I'm happy to do that. But I don't want to be there for the full, his full giving advice to you.
I think it's the second meeting, Dan, not the first.
And I'm happy to do it by phone. And one good thing is that this guy seems to be very good. All the advice he's given seems to be reasonable.
Chestnut's probably one of the top attorneys in the country. He's been used all over the country.
Everything he's
read. As a matter of fact, it's Oscar Goodman's law firm. It's before Goodman's our mayor here, that was Chestnut and him were. So now it's Chestnut that runs the whole thing. So.
Second thing is why Greg isn't here. I just didn't want
to. Do we need to call him?
No. If we do, we have a way to do it. But. First, I think that I can cover everything. At the end of this, if you still want to talk to Greg, we'll arrange to have a meeting with him.
Okay.
But he,
you need to write that,
I don't think it would
you need to write that name down for yourself.
Yeah. No, you'll tell me what you need out of this. So Greg, it would be terrible if you and Greg were seeing talking about this stuff right now. People would make something of it, which isn't right. So the next go on the status of the forums thing. So they're still continuing to be very noisy.
No, they've slowed down to nothing.
They've slowed down, but it's what we need to do. I mean, ideally, we'd like to create a reasonable doubt in them, and that, you know, over time, it has to come out that maybe it's not us. That there is a another person, Travis, and it's, you know, who rented one of Russ's house, who paid bills for Russ.
The one name that they related on the internet to, Sandy, I don't know if you've read all the posts, it's a name named Sleepless. They tried to trace it to a Lauren McCarr, which is Travis's wife,
right,
which the address was a house that belonged to Russ and Carol Hamilton. That's where Travis and Lauren live at.
1725.
If they'd have just done a little more research, they could have put it together that Travis lives there. But, you know, and they rent it to him. But I haven't lived in that house in 4 years, I don't think.
And so that's the next step, I think. If we get somebody to say that, but it can't be Russ. Russ is not arguing this. Russ has to stay above the fray. Not put out a statement, not. But if we have third parties posting a lot of posts, creating this reasonable doubt, I think it's going to help. How we do that, you know, I think what we'll do is we'll just get people who are close, maybe use, you know,
He said he will post, and what he could do is, I left because I'm waiting for them to make their final display of names. But you guys have overlooked one key thing in here about this whole thing, and I'm just going to tell you, you've overlooked the person's name that played and where he lived. So he'll send me a post. He'll, you know.
And I think we need some noise on that too. And the Travis's picture will probably be up there. It won't be good, but so he should go away for a while. Then when he would terminate it here, did we give him reasons for termination?
Yes. Well, how long did we terminate him a month ago, or did we just do it now this week? Or when have we terminated him? Or how did you do the old one when you switched over?
He was terminated. There's an email to him that confirms that he was terminated, effective a specific date, which was the date of the last his last paycheck.
Which is over a month ago, right?
Any reason?
I didn't put forth a reason there.
Maybe it's just, you know, there's all this noise discrediting him and talking to him.
Well, I felt at the time that it was better to just not have it in the file.
It cuts both ways. One could give Travis a claim.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's good for the record.
Can I ask you just one question, Ben?
Travis want to know if we're still set. I'm trying to make an appointment with the other guys. How long do you think we'll be here? It's 11:30.
I think if we have 2 to 3 hours here, I should be done.
Okay, because I need to call Chestnut and reschedule his. Sandy, the latest you can't stay that late with me today?
I can call and I can get a 5:50 flight.
5:50, so if we go to Chestnut's at like 4, if we spend like 2 hours there, we should be okay.
If we go to Chestnut's at
5, an hour and a half.
Do you think we could be done 2.5 hours then,
2 o'clock.
We can push it
through. Okay, 1 o'clock. 8, since I've learned how to text. 2 o'clock.
Mother, my stuff on here, so just ignore
it. I've got the two things from ComputerShare, CopyShare. Both of them were rejections. One of them had no reference to it at all. It just said the address, the information is incomplete, which I think related to Russ. But it didn't identify the share number. It didn't identify anything. It was just a form. The other one, they sent me back the Green Pines share certificate and said we need a medallion guarantee.
Okay, that's no problem.
So I've got to...
Just got to go to a bank.
Well, remember, it was signed in Curacao.
Oh, God.
And I didn't want
to ask you a question, Dan.
Yeah.
Why are you guys having to do this? I'm not going to keep the money. I'm just going to give it to you. Why are you? I mean, I'm not the person who's going to just take and run with it and keep it.
Because
does this look worse or something? Or does this look better, Sandy? Or
the reason we want to do it is because...
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just curious.
No, there's a reason.
Okay.
The reason is because ideally, we might get these shares redeemed by Xcast.
Okay.
And we don't want you to transfer it.
Okay.
We've already said another entity do it. Now, whether or not we'll be able to do that with Xcast, that part depends on...
Did you get a new liquidator?
Yeah, we'll go through that.
Okay.
Do it for
Where is that course? I don't know what they're planning on Sandy. I haven't followed much lately here.
Me neither.
Yeah, I mean, these grandstands are unbelievable.
If we leave here at 2, I got to drop down at the airport. 2. No, I can drop you at the airport because the Chestnut's close. Leave here at 2, so tell Chestnut we'll be there at 2:30. Then you think an hour there is good? I think an hour and then...
Well, we'd be there an hour and a half early.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I guess the update on getting faster. Just going to get
out. Well, I'm going this way. He must be on the plane or something.
Okay.
Hey Dave, it's Russ. I'm spending a little bit longer over here with some other people earlier before I come over. It's going to be 2:30 probably when I get to your office. Just let me know if that's okay with you, please. Thanks, David. One more time, just to make sure the call did not go through, and then it goes to the recorder again. I was hanging up. Bachelor's Banner, what's scary? You're not letting this guy post this other stuff out here.
No, that's bad for a bunch of reasons. So I saved it as RH-125 on here. And there's some other documents that are unrelated to this.
Okay, we'll give you probably to print these, so just print them.
Hey, it's Russ. I just left it.
I'm
just going to ignore it. We're running a little late with the other first meeting here. Can I make it 2:30 to your office? Is that okay? Is that okay with you?
How do you get on the Diana course?
Okay, he got in late flying in this morning from Seattle, and now we're in the middle of everything here for me to bring you up. I've already started here, and he has to fly back. I can meet you tomorrow. We don't have to meet. Well, I've got Sandy here. I know that. I understand. Yes, with a bunch of things, yes. I think I'll have, and Sandy's with me, and Sandy can explain to you. I think it's all fine, and I'll tell you why when I get there. Thanks, David.
Okay. All right. So the SCAPSA, basically, what we want is U.S. funds to help fund this litigation, $13 million. The current liquidator is resistant to it.
That's Deloitte.
In addition, Jim and Jason, they're not 100% on board. They're...
Well, if Jim would see these screenshots, he'd be very interested.
They're interested in doing it, getting the $13 million out, but ideally they just like only certain shareholders to bear. Frankly, you know, speaking of Greg and Jan, they just want to get the money out and get flexible. Not sure exactly how it will get out, but what we have done is we found a new liquidator. Of course, one of Cookie's friends who's...
No shit.
Right, her account.
Boy, that's shocking.
Up in Montreal, we've talked to her.
You meeting Cookie one next week?
I've spent some fair amount of time with them, actually. They are on board pushing the money out, unless it's... We are, you know, they're holding back a bit, you know, they're saying. But I'm confident that they'll be good to push the money out. So to get them pointed, what we need to do is to get a consent signed by just over 50%. Jim and Jason have agreed to it, so they... The liquidator idea they're fine with. So
okay.
First step is we install the new liquidator. Second step is we'll get, again, we'll go around to the shareholders just to demonstrate the support for the settlement payment. And then we'll show that to the liquidator, and then we'll have a shareholder meeting.
Okay.
That's the path we're going down. So we're going to need you guys to, starting this week, Melissa's kind of running the two board members are Melissa and Gail.
Okay.
We're going to need to appoint a third director who is a Canadian resident, Corporate Rules.
Okay.
So we're finding a new director. The extent that we have, you know, a lot of these consents returned, we'll be reaching out to you guys to help get actives too for us that are... I wasn't sure. I thought you had bought some shares, too.
I do.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what they were
registered. You bought shares?
Mm-hmm. There's a name, though. Good firm or something, company, wasn't it?
Well, they were held in, I think I have them in my family trust.
Right, that's what it was.
So I bought them through UBS.
Yeah, it's like street name. But we'll have you throw one up, too. And we just want everybody, just to show the liquidator that we that's where we are in XApps. I mean, basically, Paul and Paul's and Joe Norton are frustrated that it's taken so long, but I feel like at least now we're on a path to get it out. I think once we get it out, we can do all the refunds immediately.
Yes, the refunds are good.
Just going to kill all this stuff.
Right.
You know, they have nothing more to talk about after the refunds are done.
Well, they're waiting for me to get an answer. Trust me, they've thrown me all over the globe in the last 2 weeks. So that's not all that's going to stop. They're waiting for me to get an answer. That's what they're waiting for.
Well, we'll plant seeds of doubt out there. And then there may be some, ultimately, we may have to think about something that clears all the pros. And so I think that the strategy at this point is continue to lay low. And But it would be great if we could start to find a plan to plant the seed in the forums that, you know, is Travis and got access to Russ's stuff for this reason.
He was my personal assistant for 4 years. He's paid all my bills. He made my arrangements, flight arrangements, hotel arrangements. He paid all my bills. I just took him off my Visa 2 nights ago. I called Visa and took him off my card 2 nights ago.
We'd show things.
We fired him from the office a month ago.
Somebody could post, you know, like Travis has been fired.
I just found out that Travis Maker, who used to, has been fired from UBT or something. I don't know how you find that out. Through a friend or something.
Any privacy issues that we have here.
Yeah.
I
see
what we say is he no longer works for UBT.
I don't know if they know that. They haven't posted it yet.
But get that out there. And then Travis should go somewhere just to be aware of it for like a month or something.
A month?
You put him on a project.
Maybe the thing to do is have somebody say, I saw Travis at such and such place in wherever.
Right.
That he was on holiday.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it's not coming from us. That's the key thing.
Yeah. But just somebody down south.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to get caught into the thing of somebody. It went in the back an email that says it's one of my friends that sent us to put it out there.
All has to be done orally.
Well,
just
yeah,
you have to be real smart about it. Ideally, person to person.
See, right now, no one knows Travis works here or worked here. So saying that he worked here and that he was fired is causing
negative thing.
Attention to come here.
Yes, we don't want to.
But if anybody ever puts out the fact that he worked here, we'd just be ready.
He was fired.
Right. Fired
halfway through this investigation after we found out
there. Doesn't work there now, you know.
Yeah. He was also Russ's personal assistant. Russ has taken away his visa rights and signing rights of everything.
But I mean, that's the sort of the story that was with the other one. This person had access to the computers, we have to explain why this guy had access to all these IPs. And once if we put that out there, there's no one who can prove that it was Russ. All supportable by the fact that it's Travis, because he had access to these things. And
well, they're going to want to know about name changes and who did them and names without.
Well, that's not you.
Carolyn will say that Travis would call and say that Russ said to do this. Carolyn's already said, anybody ask her. Travis called it, never Russ. So, Carolyn's already said that. Carolyn said, anybody ask her, Travis called, said, Russ said, set this account or change his name, or change his name this week, or change his name, and she just knew him. Travis was my personal guy, she just changed it for me. Problem is transfers.
Well, the transfer history is bad, but it is explainable.
Oh. There's screenshots that this Dodo's got. And if he was to ever not go along with what he says, he puts up, there's transfers from Russ Hamilton accounts to Shaw back to administration to pay host payments. It says to pay host payments. There are transfers from Jim Ryan to give me money to transfer to other people. There's all kinds of stuff that just can't let this go, or wherever he got this stuff from. He worked in the office, was passed over a couple promotions and family was brought in and he just got tired of it. That's what he said. At least now that we made this deal, I got Travis flying off tonight to pay the rest of the first payment. And monthly, he said, if you want me to post, I can post. Oh.
Okay, now, like, on UB2.
Yeah.
We're now at the point that you have to step down, are we?
Yes, we're going to get me out of UB2. We're just going to get me out.
I mean,
just
you,
for,
you
we're going to get me
in there for business purposes.
I'm going to not. I'm going to step down for name wise, and probably put I don't know who, but I'm going to step down. Not step down. I'm just going to step out the daily. I'm going to step out the daily day-to-day activities. As soon as I finish raising this last capital here, that I mean, with this show and the News Corp and everything going on now, I mean, this thing should suck. This thing.
You don't know about this. Russ is just beginning to tell me.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Where we are now is the World Poker Tour has brought in as a marketing partner two different groups. One was Bluff, and that is essentially a media buy, where they bought the access in exchange for having Club Bluff as a skin, and they don't share, Bluff doesn't share in revenue until after certain recoveries have been made.
Bluff's just a small deal.
That's a small deal. The other deal is Fox.
And that's not going to step on CarPlayer too much, is that there?
Right. Why would CarPlayer, just CarPlayer?
Just because we're doing a deal with Bluff, they don't care.
I'll do a deal with All In before that.
Okay. Yeah, so. The News Corp deal is much different. Two television programs come out of News Corp. First is the new World Poker Tour Season 7. That'll air whenever it starts to air.
Bellagio yesterday, the final table, the first show they announced that Fox come in, their stock jumped yesterday while Poker Tour stock.
Okay, the second deal is a new television program, which will be called, it's tentatively called Club WPT.
That's the name of the show, Club WPT.
Club WPT will be got as a final table only, that's a final table television show, 1 hour, 44 minutes of airtime. Be shot at the bike or a similar casino in Los Angeles.
Filmed by the World Poker Tour.
The contestants will come from tournament winners on Club WPT.
Or UPT or Club Bluff, any of the clubs.
Anybody in the network can become a contestant on the television show. And News Corp, the parent of Fox, which also owns MySpace and IGN, is going to promote across IGN and MySpace as affiliates under the Fox deal, the program, so that the reach of this group now is hundreds of millions of people.
They took Pogo from zero to 1.5 million paid subscribers in 1 year. News Corp.
The hope is that, and the deal, there's
only subscribers to real now.
7,000. But we grew 25% in the last 2.5 months. 25%. So we're just starting, and now we're getting these big deals.
Like 30,000 or something.
If it depends on the revenue. If it's our split, their split. If it's affiliates. We believe that this Fox deal will take us up into the hundreds of thousands.
So 100,000 to break even.
Oh no, 100,000 is profit.
35,000.
Yeah,
that's totally legal.
Right. Oh yes.
So with Fox,
but if you're paying so much on that deal, you probably
we're paying zero. We're not paying anything.
You're doing the split on that.
No. Yeah, what we're doing, here's the way it works. Our gross monthly revenue is $20. Our gross profit margin is 50%. It's round numbers. I mean, it's 15. We're splitting that $3, $7 to World Poker Tour. And World Poker Tour splits with Fox. And Fox splits with MySpace.
And then the media sort of puts up.
And World Poker Tour and Fox pay the production and television.
Yes, it's a little bit later, but you got to let them out at 1 o'clock.
And no recoups.
Okay.
So there's no first dollar payback. It's all based on their revenue share. So it works great for us.
Okay, so let's just jump back to this. So your positions right now at UBT are, you're the chairman of the board, right?
Yes, founder.
Well, that's not really a position.
Founder and president of the manager.
Anyway, I'm stepping down. They're getting me out of here.
President of the manager.
I don't
know. Oh, yes, an LLC. Okay. So what we could do, though, is if you wanted to, you could change that somewhere. Now.
I can change anything.
You know, basically to say that.
Here's my problem. We're raising money, and he's out there talking.
I'm the one who's going to raise the money now.
So
we're doing this conversation. Which is, here's what I'm saying. I can finish this final raise.
Yeah, but maybe we just take away the office. You're always going to be the monitor.
Take away the... Like Lyle's the chairman of World Poker Tour. He doesn't have, he doesn't have an office.
There's no way for you to ever not be monitor. Because you were the monitor.
Okay. So what do we take away to get me out of here?
So what you do is you just say that there's another president. Maybe that guy would.
We can figure that out. Anthony Curtis next door at Huntington Press has got a great name. I'm telling you, he's not a bad person. It's possible. Yeah. And he's offered.
Okay.
So I mean, you know.
No, I think that would be smart.
Yeah.
And if they ask you why, I mean, I think you can say, I'm just stepping aside because it's, you know, somebody, this is a person who's better at managing a company.
I'm not good at managing a company.
I'm good at starting it. I got an idea.
He's a businessman. He's took Huntington Press to this, and they're huge. And you know, this is his job. My job's done. I helped start it.
I think that might be smart. Only because if anybody ever starts to grill you on this thing, first you say, you know, look, there's no evidence that this is Russ. There's nothing Russ would like to do more than to post some statement saying that it's not him and why. However, lawyer is advised him not to do that. Maybe you can plant the seed, depending who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
You plant the seed that it's someone, you know, that's close to us, but that who's taking advantage of us. And then you can go on to say, you know, as another point, you know, Russ isn't an officer or director, he doesn't have signing authority, he doesn't have
a
founder.
There's a problem that popped up this morning on a thread. There's not much answer to it, but it popped up this morning. An old prop list that we had. Remember Fanny?
Yeah, heard the name.
She popped up on a post this morning and said, "I need help here. Somebody, I was the prop host and the answer to Munster, and that will be Les Hamilton. I thought there was cheating going on back there. I'd have Munster check in, and he would say, no, nothing's happening. I feel I got cheated. I answered to Russ Hamilton once, or she never answered to me in her life. Munster took care of the host program. I never did a thing.
I mean, for that, what you'd say is...
I just say, no, I didn't.
You know what I did with this girl? What you could say is that, yes, I helped out Munster. Munster ran this...
I don't have to say that.
Munster owned this poker site. He called me from time to time asking questions about poker. How tournaments just work and how, you know, general questions about poker, but I certainly didn't run the process.
You know what I did with this girl? I tried to help this girl. She was a drug addict. She's druggy. I would try and get her to a drug clinic, trying to get her to go to rehab, got her into rehab once or twice. I mean, I tried to help this girl online, talk to her, everything, and then she goes, plus this, I used to work for Russ. I answered to Russ Hamilton, Munster, Matt Lippy. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
All right,
well, let's take a break now, because I have a bunch of these other stuff. Why don't you look at that?
Do you need a key to Brett's office, Andy?
Just print those babies out.
You need a key to Brett's office?
You know, he's got a...
Or my office?
Do you have a printer?
I have a printer right there at my desk. A printer as far as going onto the computer and logging in a printer?
Yeah.
Right there at my desk. There's a cable connection. Cable connection printer. Oh, my knee.
Yeah, I have surgery on this next week, Ben.
Oh, that's not good.
Right here, Sandy.
See the white cable login right there? Just look up right there, the white cable, and there's the printer out there. Okay. You should take that collagen. I don't know what collagen. No, I mean, go to the nutritional store right today. Yeah, buy the collagen. Collagen, and you can get it as like the shark thing, you know. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, and just take a ton of it. I've heard people doing problems that within days makes an impact.
Really?
So.
I got a health guy in town. I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him and ask him about this collagen. I've heard it's shark-like.
Can't hurt. It's like skeleton from the shark.
Yeah.
It can't hurt you. So just go and take an overdose.
Okay.
And
I'm going up to San Francisco, believe it or not, and as soon as I get through raising this last cap, whoever puts this last $3.4 million on our company is going to get five times the first money back before it ever goes back to any old investors. They got to pay it. And this thing, this News Corp, damn, they took POCO from zero to 1.5 million customers in 1 year. News Corp's huge. News Corp's as big as it gets. So we finally hit the, I think, the home run that we needed to make this thing work here. So, anyway, what do we need here?
Well, the first thing I just want to say to you is that I do forgive you, Russ. completely.
Thank you, Barb.
Whatever happened.
No idea.
I do forgive you.
No idea.
No, I really do. I don't blame you. Because, in that tool that was given to you,
they got to give me.
Basically, no one
this guy
would be able to not do what you did.
You better get him to talk to him.
Not.
So
that's what I want to ask you is, that on this ancient history,
go ahead.
You know, we didn't talk about the ancient history.
Go ahead.
I just need to know all, some of
the
stuff.
Go ahead, because this guy here's got screenshots of all. That's what's bad. That's why you can't let this dodo hold post it again.
But initially, so the thing was justified as an audit tool, initially, sort of.
An audit tool.
Initially.
Yes. Annie Duke even had a copy of it with a 5-minute delay.
Right.
Yes.
And then, at a certain point, when he was deciding, right, just so does that do what you need to help the company?
Even the $50,000 that Greg paid to get his wife off of the trouble she was in was, we had to get it. You know,
right.
We had to pay house payments, we had to pay a lot of stuff. Which is not going to hurt anybody to want to tell me he's a good
No. I'm assuming you're not recording this.
No, but I'm saying no, but
no,
you're not going to get
him representing Greg.
But you're not representing. Absolutely, it's going to come back and use this in the negotiations.
No. Okay, this is totally, but this is just, and this is sort of what Greg has told me. So, all
right. Is it okay if we ask Greg if I can tell you this stuff or not, or should I just?
I wouldn't touch it. I don't want Greg to lose any confidence in me. And I'm not going to go into too many details.
Okay.
How about, more importantly than Greg, how about Jim? Did Jim know anything?
Absolutely. Here's what they did. They said, turn your head when you see transfers from Russ. When you see these transfers, turn your head and just okay them. I will transfer to either to Shaw or it would go over to whoever that would pay the host payments or pay for sponsorship of players or for, there's a lot.
They knew that they need sponsorship of players, big names. Right. They didn't just have Phil and Annie, but
they had a bunch.
I would kick to these guys and do this stuff. I would give them money to from here and go play and wear a logo. They did tournaments. They played. They were also big gear.
Did Jim know that you were using the tool?
Russ, turn your computer on and
I'll. I don't have my computer. Is that computer in there? Can you turn it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to close it. Oh. You won't turn on yours? Send me in here?
Yeah. Come on.
You're going to explore it next year. I don't know what you want to do. How do you want to do it? Yeah, Dan, I don't know how to answer that. I think so, but I don't know.
Right.
I think
he was just, my God, on the thing is that Greg had just told him from the beginning.
Honestly, I don't
know. It would be the professional poker players that a lot of money would be there.
Well, why would I send money over to pay host parents and stuff that he knew? And why would I sponsor guys that he knew that were getting money to go play on TV and wear logo stuff? I don't know. I can't answer that.
How about the million that would be used to pay crypto? And the buyer generally is paying crypto $1 million.
That's nothing to do with this.
That's nothing to do with this,
Not that I know of. No.
That's all I need to know, but it's, Mansoor didn't know.
Mansoor knew about this. Mansoor absolutely knew about this, and this is how the money got to him. Mansoor would pay host payments with us for the company.
And is he willing to take the responsibility for it?
Oh, God. Monster's blood. He's going crazy now. He's threatening everything. Do not. I told Greg this. You got to trust me in this. He is broke. He's in another country. Can never come back because he's the one that was evil. He can never come back. You guys, he said, can all make a living. I'm hoping this business works so that he makes a living.
He will.
He's going crazy. He said, I'll go to the Department of Justice. He said, I got records on everything. I'll turn Jim Ryan in. I'll turn Greg Christian. He says, I don't hate him. He doesn't like me enough. He said, so please, then he's not going to not even go to my, you want to monster with this?
I wouldn't go.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
I'm going to
do. Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Well,
I explained this to Greg. Monster and me is not happy right now, so.
But he'll do fine on this thing.
So, are you talking about off of?
Off of this guy.
Okay. But he's
killed it.
Right now, he's, not doing well, and what Monster has started to do now is the dumbest thing. Well, he started to play poker again. He can't play poker. He started to travel to the Philippines to what's that big Chinese place? It's not doing well.
So, all right. So that's basically all I can do. Yeah. And this isn't going anywhere,
Greg played the thing. I had to get him off. I said, Greg, you're a complete idiot. You can't play this thing. You have no idea what you're doing. Get off of it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't have money. We were,
Well, we're stunned as nuts. Here's one thing that came from Paul. Yeah, and this we can say, actually, I'll wait for that for Sandy. Because basically what Paul said is make sure that what you don't say is that you're still representing the company.
Don't represent the company. Everybody asked me, I said, guys, you know, I'll tell you what really helped us here. You need to go listen to it. PokerRoad.com, the radio show, says, Larry Greenstein for Russ Hamilton. I wouldn't go do the show. The attorneys all advised me not to do it. But my attorney, you, Dan, Sandy, everybody. But what I told Barry Greenstein, everybody just kept going on. Sure, I had to kill it. So I let Barry come in here and talk to me. I said, now, what I tell you, Barry, if I tell you you can't put this on, you can't. If I tell you, he did the greatest good interview you've ever heard. Hard questions coming. He said, you know, when I went to see Russ Hamilton, he said, I had a different opinion than when I left. He said, I went in, I read him, I listened to him. He didn't squirm. He didn't do nothing. He answered questions. I understand what these things were that these people are talking about. And he says, you guys need to let this investigation get through. And when it's done, then we'll get all the answers from them. They'll let them know. So that's what they're waiting for, is the thing to finish up now. And when he did that, this thing slowed down to a period. He did a really, you need to go listen to it. PokerRoad.com. And you listen to the interview from Barry Greenstein per Russ Hamilton. It's at the end of the thing, like the last 15 minutes. Now, the guy interviewing him tries to be rough, and Barry's really... He
with that clip from Barry, somehow we got to get people to post in the forums.
Yeah. That clip, he said, I went to visit him, and when I left, I had a completely different opinion than when I went there. A completely different opinion than from when I went there. So, and he says, you guys are talking about all this money, and the money to Freddie B, and the money to these guys. He said, these are transfers. I do them every day myself. He said, we all do them. Every poker site does them. There's nothing there. There's nothing that says Russ Hamilton did anything right now. Let this come out and prove what happened. You know, they admit that something happened in there and it was compromised. Let it go. You don't know. And the biggest thing of all is they link the one thing. They link the name Warren McCarr, the name Sleepless, to an address that Russ Hamilton owns. I do want it. Travis Renton, he lives there. He lives in the house. Sean Rice yesterday, and Sean, there's one thing that they didn't pick up on, the biggest thing of all, when it's all over, they'll understand. I said, but they didn't pick up on it. There's something in that address with who lived there that they didn't pick up on. I said, don't tell anybody that. Just let me work that. So even Sean said, you know what?
With the story with Arnoldson.
There's all kinds of emails that I've got to get through on the internet. That's taken forever. I can get them for you. Yes, it's from Greg Zima, so I've got to get these deleted out there. And I can go back to get them. I've got somebody that's got a higher position. Let me have that. You just write the name. I need that for my information.
Oh, okay.
I just need this for my information. You can write it.
But I'll call Greg back. We'll appreciate that. Yeah. We have one big bad thing. Greg sent it personally. Okay.
Yeah, I can't get out.
So the stock in Excapsa, no other people who deserve it.
No.
You're sure? Because, I mean, you're...
You can name them in off area. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay. Nobody.
All right.
Promise you.
Ovation stock.
Yeah.
Greg said you're willing to transfer that to a company.
I don't care. I'm going to pay back everything, so it doesn't matter. I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
All right. Additional
stock. Now, you know Munster owns half your stock.
He's going crazy on this.
No, this is the thing
I am taking care of. So you've got 250,000 shares in Buckeye.
It's Buckeye
policy. You're going to take 125,000.
Do whatever you want.
Put it in this trust.
Whatever you do.
100, which will be used to pay back. 125 goes to an entity designated by Mansoor. Christine of
that's
Greg's office.
I've already told Greg.
He's calling. She's going to contact Mansoor and say, give us the name of an entity.
Here's the deal how this happened. When we went down to Costa Rica to make a deal, remember we were all there, and Mansoor was there, and we made the deal on the software. Mansoor ended up
part of the deal was he had half of this iOvation stock that I had. And I said, okay. And he has to have it.
We will get that certificate out this week.
And mine, do whatever you want with whatever there is there. That's
we want Mansoor to be...
you got to. He's not happy. And I don't know what he's got, or I have no idea what he's proof or... He said, look, I don't give a shit. You guys are all there in the United States. You can make a living. I can't do that. I'm broke. I'm done. I'll go to the deep Department of Justice. I'll get back in the U.S. where I can make a living. That's a Mansoor. Mansoor, slow down. So that's what I'm saying. He goes off. You can ask Rick how he is. He just got to...
Okay.
He didn't do nothing other than do what he was told to do.
Now, so are the additional payments down the line you're going to try to do, but there's one payment, ideally, you could do. I know that you're basically nothing. But we owe $6,000 to the trustee bring your shares into.
And do you know how much what I've borrowed? Just I've had to think about it. I have to fly seven.
I can take it though.
Honestly, I can't. Okay. What am I supposed to do?
Okay, you've got no doubt.
Yeah.
All right.
Gee.
How far are
you ready? Yeah, I'm...
The whole 6 miles.
I know. If I don't get
it, more of a symbol for the business than anything. So the fact that you're paying no is huge.
I've made the deal with them for over 2 years, and I mean, I sat for 6.5 hours. I couldn't get it any less. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm not only paying no number. I'm paying stuff to get find out what they know and everything and where they're going to get other. There's other information off the sites and stuff, everything, a lot of things.
Well, as things improve, if you can find other paying no is good. So, you know, these guys all, you know, run to the impression that, you know, you're the bank.
Well,
no. And I know that was putting this company.
You have no idea. And when I made it, when this company, this news group should take it. I will come back and help whatever. The thing, here's the question I understand. They're seeing if that could have been responsible for some of this.
I don't, we've got to put this.
But you've got to tell that plan.
No, what we're going to do is.
I know the problem with Ryan's gas is I'm going to make payments for
it. You know, to the extent that we do this right, all of SCAPS shareholders will pay for it. Which is the right.
And ultimately, is that going to get a problem with the Square Joes of the world that went out and bought stock, like the venture capitals and stuff that bought stock, and now they've lost money on account of this?
It might. I mean, but they have already lost most of it already.
Yeah.
And this is, there are a whole bunch of legitimate reasons why the company, you're going to have this new liquidator explain why. And basically, this thing is on your watch. We have damage, all these things, hurt the brand. We calculate the damages above 50 or some number like that.
You're not correct.
Not in fraud. You know, it's not the fraud. It's what it is. It's lost. The value of the brand has gone down. You know, we're not going to say what the fraud number is. Based on that demand line, I'm settling for 13. Liquidator will have what he needs. And
our shareholders are going to come back if they get blamed on Travis and try to put lawsuits against Travis and stuff. And that's what, you know...
Very, very remote chance. I don't think they will. Travis's name is not going to ever be put out by SCAPS or
What happens at the end? They're going to want an answer from me. What do I tell them?
Well, the end, look, you know, it wasn't me. I did nothing wrong. But, you know, I'm not talking about it.
Why am I not talking about it? The reason why you're talking about it.
Because the person who...
They're not going to accept it.
The person who perceived to be the perpetrator is very close to me. I trust him since removed him from my life.
You have to go for that. You've got to have a reason to why I can't speak. It's either financial, he put some of the money back.
One of the reasons is that, look, SCAPS has entered into a settlement of will. That settlement agreement states that nobody can talk about it.
That settlement agreement states that nobody can talk about it?
And say, you know, I am a friend of
XCAPS
and I'm going to provide that.
What happens when they put in X amount of these numbers into XCAPS? And most of these guys, then will they tell us what they figure is?
Of course.
What
we'll calculate.
What happens
when we'll have an amount?
What happens to the money that, like, AP still owes $12 million from last year that they're not helping out with something right now? They still owe from last year $12
million. Well,
okay. I know you work for them. I know they're all hard.
No, This is not hard for me to answer.
No.
What happened was is that when we sold this, the was is that AP would be paid a certain amount. Then, for legal reasons, we structured it as a note with these minimum payments. However, we all sat around the table and we said, look, these payments are unrealistic. You know, it's $2 million a month to accept.
After it was done? Or
no, it was the whole time. And the handshake deal amongst all of us is that it's split.
What are the shareholders going to say about that? Anything?
Well, the reason that...
Because they all know that there's money owed. They talk about
you're going to renegotiate.
Like some of the big shareholders, like Ted Forbes, you know, I don't know how to answer. Tell me.
Oh, Greg will take care of that. Okay. The answer is that XCAPS has been treated as fairly as absolutely. The reason that people are... And if we get this site back on track and invest this 13, then we have a chance recovering $400 million or more. But if we don't, then they're just going to strip UB, do no more marketing, and... pay back the player still, but and then the company will die. It will never get
so.
Paid. So we're taking that. We're investing.
So their stance is that they're still going to continue payments as whatever the new deal is in the XCAPS, because they're going to answer
all the
some of these.
Some
of these old people are asking, and I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, well, the answer is that what's coming is that we are going to reach an agreement.
Here's the British Open. I told you I could have won it with one club.
The driver.
No, 5-iron. I could give me a 5-iron if I had won the tournament. One club. Take all my other clubs away. Give me the 5-iron. I'd hit it up the middle. I'd hit it up the middle again. Then I'd hit the 5-iron in the green. And I'd have 2-putted or 3-putted with a 5-iron to double bogey on the tournament. I could have 3-putted with a 5-iron and won the tournament. It's the most amazing thing this guy here. What he did here, what he cost. Look at this.
No, this was amazing. I don't know.
This is amazing. Now he's in the water. He walked out. He's going to hit it. I can't remember. He walked in the water like he's going to go hit it. Like he's going to go down and hit it. You know, look at this. Then he gets out and he drops back again. It's amazing. It's the most amazing thing I've ever saw in sports.
No, he was a Frenchman.
And look, he walks down like he's going to go hit it. Then he decides to drop it and take a penalty.
It seems like he could have hit it almost.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get on
that. No, anyway. No, but that number of quantifying the damages won't be able to be determined for years because basically we have to see who spends the money.
Okay.
There's
a couple of names that have to be cleared here, though, that somewhere in this release when they talked, they have to say that there were a couple of individuals like this Neil with Hines, and let's get a plastic. He never played this account.
No, but what we can say is that the kind of holders are not.
Some of them are phony ones, and some of them are legitimate ones that were never, ever played by those people that won whatever.
You've got two, and this is the one that's called in history, this Danny Boy 55. And when we first met, I told you, if you got enough, put Neil, you got knocked out, put Danny Boy 55, and they put him up. Because Falkland, everybody knows Danny Boy 55 is a friend of them. From the Aruba Terms. Go to Aruba Terms with this name. Some way, you have to say Danny Boy 55 played them. Or I don't know how to
say it. Maybe just want seats for
real. You want $10,000 packet for a seat, airfare, all the whole thing. Now this is going to come back as what? How did this case? Russ Hamilton's friend. This is what's bad here. Well, Travis did, because Travis knows him too. Travis did it. It's just, hey, bud, I pay. And Dennis will say, Travis called, said, I'll go play a few of these for you up there after the trip. Hello? Speaking. Yo, Sponge. Good. Yeah, really. I'm fine and going to be fine. I'm not even worried. It's a bunch of shit that's through the mud. It's a lot of stuff, but it's calming down, and people that are actually, like, very extreme stuff coming in the other day understand a lot more. So it's going to be fine. Yeah, it's going to be fine. What happened is that, Blair. I'm not denying that. I mean... But it's going to get done. It's going to get, they'll take care of everything, and there's going to be some ugly stuff come out, but I'm going to be fine, trust me. I'm going to be fine. This new company we got here is going to be fine. I did not do what all this posts. And then, you know what, there's something that they're missing in there. They posted something that's so important, and they've all overlooked it so much, and... I guess it's good and it's bad. You know, like I said, all these posts are horrible, but there's one thing they posted that's so good. That's the biggest thing of all, and they just overlooked one thing so far, but that's good. I'll tell you all about it when it's all done. I can tell you a little bit, and I can't tell you much. That's all. But I'm fine. I'm telling you, I went through hell the first mic that's all started coming off, well, let's put it back. When it first started 2 months ago, when it all started, it was hell. But then when the post started, it got worse. So, but I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah. Careful of what? I didn't do anything, Blair, so I don't have to be careful. Blair, I'm not worried about anything. You know what? For years, Doyle and Chip took all this stuff. Now, what they did, I don't know. The Chip Force was a takeoff guy and an internet thing for a year. There's another rumor every month out there that they got. These guys are going to get every penny. They'll get an explanation. They'll know what happened and they'll understand it. I can't do no more now. Whatever they want. This post that this man was doing was the most ridiculous thing of all. And then when he went up and posted it, I can't post no more. I've been threatened. Anytime it was Hamilton. He waited 4 or 5 hours to let him go crazy. And he said, well, it wasn't a physical threat. He still didn't tell him it wasn't Rose Hamilton. He still hasn't. It's unbelievable what he did. I don't know his intentions. I can't tell you other than I think what could be. I really believe that, you know, we cost PurePlay a really big thing with this News Corp thing that we got with the TV show. We took that from them, not the TV show, but we took News Corp with them that they were ready to get signed. And when News Corp owns Fox, or Fox owns, you know, News Corp owns everything, Fox, all this. This thing, they took Pogo from 0 to 1.5 million customers in 1 year. We've got a TV show starting in September 8th. They announced it next week. News Corp starting advertising in August. News Corp's got 150 million people just on MySpace alone. That's not including all his newspapers, his magazines. And I promise you, somebody had this nap trying to hurt me really bad. He did a pretty good job. But I'll overcome it. I got pretty thick skin. I mean, they warned me down that I'm taking a lot of vitamins, but I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine, bud. And I can explain, when this is all done, I'll explain to you names that I know you see in there, like this Danny Boy. I'll explain all that to you. You don't have to worry about any of this. And Danny Boy did not do a fucking thing either, so don't worry about any of this stuff. I'll explain it all to you when this is done. Let them finish and get it up. I cannot say anything right now. But I will explain it all to you, and you'll see and understand everything. I'll tell you exactly the reason, okay? Don't tell other poker players this, okay? They could probably come pretty close to cleaning it up now. They have to pay all the money back before they can tell the story. And they're getting this money from Excapsa first to pay the money back. So AP won't pay it because it didn't happen with, you know, it happened from an old thing that was there. So the AP money has been, we're discussing all that today. They've got a new liquidator. It's coming out pretty soon. Everybody will be getting their money pretty soon. As soon as that's done, they'll get it. So I'm guessing 2 months. I don't know. There's nothing they can do until they pay it. They have to pay it back so that there's no legal issues that they make a statement and nobody has been paid. They have to pay them back. So otherwise, they could probably pretty close come to making a statement today, really. My knee is supposed to have surgery next week. I don't know. I've got it now. Go get to finish raising the rest of this money for where this thing's going to be so big now. We have no idea. This company, News Corp, can take us to 400,000 or 500,000 customers in 6 months. They're that big. They are the big. I mean, they're that big. So we finally got a company that's, they're getting paid. You know, World Poker Tour gets $7 of the affiliate price of the 20. You know, we really $10 is operating cost. And there's $10 left. We get $3. We give World Poker Tour $7. They give News Corp $4 an account. World Poker Tour and us both make $3 each. But the numbers that they can bring in are huge. They bring us 500,000 players. They make $2 million a month. My God, that's a lot of money for them. You know, they bring us 1 million players. They make $4 million a month. Oh, fuck this thing here. You think this is going to hurt me? I haven't even tried to raise money. Other than Dewey's $700 here today. He's putting $200 more in. Dewey knows it. Mossy's going to put probably $500,000. Everybody wants to buy it. You know, they know. But I couldn't go sell it until they announce this World Poker Tour bill. They're announcing it next week, probably Wednesday. I'm guessing Tuesday or Wednesday. For the TV show, Club WPT. Once they announce that, then I've got something to sell. I can't tell them. News Corp, once I tell them about News Corp, I can sell it. But that's what I got to wait for. Anyway, I'm fine, bud, and I'll be okay, and don't worry about anything, and I know you got a lot of questions about a lot of things, but I'll answer them all, and don't worry about it. Okay? Okay, I'm fine. I can't, you know about the golf. I can't go to Pebble with you guys. My knee's too bad. So, I just can't go. My knee's too bad. I've got to have some post op surgery next week. I don't know if I can do it now. I'm trying to sell the stock, so I got to figure that out. Okay.
$27,000 for a dream wedding? Are they out of their fucking minds? Flowers cost $100.
That's California money.
So what do I tell my attorney now?
I think that
Basically, Sandy, what the story is, we talked to Chestnut about what. I mean, do we just sit back and just?
No, I think the biggest.
Well, I know that. Oh no, I didn't mean that.
I think the biggest question for him is what you're going to have the situation of people asking.
When you pay off and you finish and you say, okay, it's done, they're going to ask me what happened.
Right.
And that's the question.
I would say to him, look, what I'd like to say is something that indicates that.
But do I tell the whole story then, or do I just not say it, or say? I've been informed that I can't talk because of, or what do I say?
That's the question.
Because they're going to, the poker world's going to crucify me if I don't say what happened.
One thing you can say is that somehow that you were under a confidentiality agreement. You agreed to cooperate with the company in this investigation, and part of that was confidentiality.
Sandy, are you in there? Confidentiality agreement that I helped on me.
The company came to you. You fully cooperated. On everything you knew. In fact, you paid for the initial investigation.
I paid for the investigation of Neo Neo right off the bat myself. Paid for it, Sandy. Sandy. Sandy? Yes. What I'm saying to Dan is that when this is done and they pay and all this is over, we're gonna the poker world's gonna want to know from me what happened. Tell me. And
well, I'm not going to come up with a story today.
But listen, what Dan's saying is
throwing out an idea.
Throwing an idea that.
that I helped them with the investigation with everything that they wanted to know, and that I had a confidentiality agreement with AP that I would release none of this information if I helped them uncover what all the details were of everything.
Under confidentiality agreement, this lawyer said that definitely don't say anything. Part of my hands are tied.
But that's just going to put it all on me then, isn't it, Sandy?
I want to think about it, Russ. I mean, I'm not anxious to say, to create.
You know what I don't understand here is how Jim Ryan and Jason DeHaan think that if this story comes out that they are implicated in all kinds of shit. This is what amazes me. It is absolutely beyond my imagination.
They think that it would be so damaging to Pearson that he would never let it happen. So they don't think that.
It would be damaging to Pearson. Really.
That he will do anything. So they do I actually think Jason, in part, is just selfishly motivated by preserving his money. And I think that, but that's how he's sort of answering to Jim. And
he's answering to Jim?
Yeah, really. I think that Jim's controlling him. In fact, he really has to.
Jason wouldn't have any reason for having anybody up there in the software thing leaking stuff out trying to cause a problem, would he? Somebody's leaking stuff out there. Somebody's sending screenshots. Somebody's
talked to Uriah. He said that he would look and try to find out. One thing he said to me is he wants to make sure that he's looking at all the proper links that have the screenshots.
They were in the.
Written down.
The only thing they told me yesterday was that it was a screenshot of the tournament to where it was $1,000 buy-in tournament to where one out of every 10 people won a seat. They gave away 8 seats, and Sean Rice came like 10th or something. He got bubbled. So I can tell you that it was a tournament.
Which post? You know, 2+2?
This wasn't posted.
Oh
no, this was somebody sent a screenshot to somebody and said, look at this.
But we don't have that screenshot.
They won't give it. Well, the one guy won't do it. I mean, some of the stuff like yesterday, what I was told by Sean Rice, the reason this guy didn't want to even put it out there for publication, he goes, I've read all this stuff about Russ with the Detroit mob and stuff. I'm afraid. I don't want to be involved in this. It's unbelievable. I mean, these guys are like, they're afraid now to do stuff, which is probably good in a way, but I mean,
like when you went down to meet with this crazy guy in Costa Rica, you recorded that out and destroyed that stuff.
Crazy guy?
No, remember.
Dodo?
Yeah, Dodo. Don't save that shit.
Don't save that one?
Right, record it. I wouldn't.
Okay.
At least not in this country.
Well?
So anything that has the record, if you feel like you absolutely need to save it, get some person in the Department of Commerce or something to hold it for you. And somebody that don't hold it here. That's
okay.
A mistake.
Okay.
That had some incriminating stuff on there. So I'd just be careful with what you have.
What about all the stuff that he gives me? That's really incriminating to a lot of people. I mean, that's incriminating to Jim Ryan. Oh, no. He showed a lot more than that. That's 1/20th of what he did. That's 1/20th.
How are we going to get that stuff back?
Travis is flying down tonight, getting it out of some kind of an encrypted thing and bring it back with him tonight.
But he's got a copy of stuff, this guy.
Yeah, probably got a copy. And when all of his money's paid, 2 years.
Can't we do something and say, starting one first year, we start to...
How do you know that he actually gives it to you?
No,
that's the problem. If you don't pay him what he says, then there's a chance he throws it out there and it's just really bad for everybody. Because it's got transfers from JR, it's got transfers from AJ, it's got transfers from me to this to Freddie Deeps. It's got transfers where host payments were paid in the beginning. It's got transfers. I mean, it's got all kinds of stuff. It's got tons of stuff that I don't even think he understands what he's even got. So he didn't understand some of the stuff he had.
Well, does he speak English well enough?
Oh, he speaks English really well. Speaks English very well.
Just write
it. Why did I even listen to that lesson?
All right, well, I think I'm good. You should get me back. And that will go over to Chelsea. So this week, though, you're absolutely right. That's sitting on something which is stupid. Let's get, I have actually a short cross-license agreement form that does us. good news is Robert can just sign on behalf of Game Theory, because at the time...
This is DeMarco.
DeMarco.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to take long.
No, I sign on behalf
of you. But this is what's occurred, you know...
As of 10/13/06.
Prior to the sale.
I made a suggestion to Greg...
Paid back to 06.
Okay. I made a suggestion to Greg, and I don't know how you want to handle this, and Sandy's here, and we both tried to figure this out. Greg had a piece of UBT when it was started. Greg sent him a letter for some reason. We couldn't figure it out. Sandy asked me to, and I don't know the answer. I didn't want to ask him.
He wanted the cap table.
He wanted the cap table how much he owned. If it looks like Greg had a piece of management and money was used for this for company from that, I believe this is the biggest mistake he's
made. What we're going to do is... I talked to Greg about that.
Okay.
I will send you the name of an entity this week.
Well, he has paid shares.
And he has management shares.
He and Jan both have separate entity.
Right. So, no, this would only apply to that.
To the future
management shares.
Okay.
So his name won't be on the table.
And by the way, we've never reached anybody that had managed if they weren't paid. We made an affirmative decision very early when we were talking about
Is my computer ready to be turned on?
Yes, it is.
There's nothing I've got on there that I need to get cleaned up.
I didn't put anything on there.
So issuing these things is going to create it so that I don't think...
When we get to that point where we issue management units, yes.
So I'll give you the name of them and then we'll take it
out. Okay.
We'll try to keep it as confidential as we can. Okay, but you and I think it's easy to do. I think if you can get this thing done, signed, and then we'll be done with it. And it's in both parties' interest. And they're still using your products.
Yeah.
And I mean, if for them to explain it, they have to say, oh yeah, Blastoff has, we don't want to go there. To go back to the old documents. And Blastoff has the rights, and it just, they're all screwed up.
Right.
So, I want to make it clean and comfortable. So, but I think we'll get through this fine. So, really do. The last incident of any story is as soon as we pay people back, it quiets down, and that's only dealing with a few hearing issues.
Well, somebody has to get their head out of their ass and understand that there is no way for online gaming to move forward if the story of the day is you get cheated. It's really easy for every state to say, fuck this, no. I didn't bring anything in with this. Okay. You're to the airport, Dan?
Yeah, airport. Good to see you, Russ. I'll be back down on the 7th.
Okay. It's pretty sure that somebody's got to stop somebody from sending out stuff. I don't know who it is. It's off there. The one thing I think it's good is
minimize the calls with you. I think it's fine.
I don't have many calls with them.
Just get that's checked. It's okay for you to call them for your business associates, but...
I'm very seldom calling when something pops up in Troy.
And I can, that's the other thing, is if you want to speak to Greg, it's much better if you call me and I arrange the call and you call 800.
Okay.
Why do you think that?
Russell?
John!
How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing some running today. What are you doing? What are you doing? I got no plans in it. I'll give you a call away, though.
Hey, Kenny.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Looks like an ice cream truck he's got, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He got ready to leave Bellagio the other night, somebody says, you got a frozen custard in there? You don't have any popsicles, do you? Reverse lamp light. I got it right here. You don't have no popsicles, do you?
This is a perfect example of the substitution effect. Price gets too high, people substitute.
I tell you what, there's going to be a ton of motorcycles in the road next year, and there's going to be a lot of accidents. Going to be a lot of motorcycles. This is going to look like Thailand. There's already people
with motorcycles.
Well, that's good for transplant,
doctor. Dan, can you get that seatbelt up where our feet can go so crazy we'll never hear Okay, Sandy, we're just going to call. I'm going to call Chest up and tell him we're going to come over here. We'll be there by 2 o'clock.
Now, to get up to this airplane, we can start to breathe relief. We've got to get the reflex done. I think it will be instant. Uh-huh. Once we do that. So.
Yeah,
so most important thing. It's up to the first we point the new liquidator. And then we have, we'll have to show that liquidator that the shareholders support it. So we're actually going to distribute a second consent. And then hopefully the liquidator goes to court, gets approval, when we follow it all up with a shareholder meeting. So I think it'll pass.
Dave, it's Russ again. I can be there by 2 if you want me. I'll be there.
So you need a shareholder meeting?
Eventually, we're going to need a meeting. We believe that if we have a consent signed by a majority, that will be enough for the liquidator to go to court and do the settlement.
And make the payout?
And make the payout.
What about the balance of the funds that are on hand? Is it the same thing, or is it going to cock around big?
No, we have, as part of this, we're going to, we've reached a settlement on that. It will allow the payments to recommence. So this will all set us straight. You know, then they'll start paying us every month again.
But I mean, will the liquidator make a distribution to shareholders?
No. Not until we get the tax clearance certificate.
And where is
it? It's a terrible situation. It like, hasn't been moving at all. And what we think we may have to do is actually transfer the file to another. What the liquidator thinks is basically that what he, the new liquidator, what he's looked at, basically, they've gotten nowhere. So, just he thinks it's in part lack of pushing forward, and in part just because Ontario is so slow. And he thinks that what might be advisable is when we change him, the address of the company will be in Montreal then. He thinks that what he's thinking, he wants to look at it, but it may be advisable to move the tax file to Quebec. To have, he knows a person who worked for 20 years with the CRA, who would be hired as a consultant solely to push the file through. And this guy, this consultant, on hearing about it, thought that we'd, you know, be able to get it done quickly. That would be an apt approach. But,
I'm in favor of local political influence.
Well, anything to move it quickly. Anything to do something. The
yeah,
current
you,
situation.
Do you think there's a hold on the file for some reason?
Only because it's such big dollars that are involved. That's the only reason that the CRA is spending time on it. The big dollars, you know, the site was sold for $130 million. Yeah. On the promissory note, so we're checking it out. But.
And we've got to come up with something here that at the end of this thing was done.
You know the story.
Yeah, this is the big thing, because they're all gonna blame me if it's not finished, if there's not a story that we can tell.
Well, the good news is that you have the story.
But the problem I'm asking, I just cannot tell it. That's what I'm trying to figure out today. And how to, without the story, they're going to come back and keep haunting us forever, and it's going to go on. I guess what Chestnut's got to do is he's got to figure a way that this
story gets out some way, however you leak it.
That's my plan, and he won't like that so much because it's sort of aggressive, but I do feel like if we have friends posting, there's nothing we can do about it.
Doesn't that start the story going more where it's dying now, though?
Yes. You know, it's definitely going to take something we should think about. But it would definitely be nice to somehow get Travis's name up there. So, Sandy, you'll be on the computer, sir. That's something for you to come your way.
Yeah.
So, you get the pin medallions, and then on the share certificate, I would just say, where are we? That's a good place.
Sure. For some reason, they didn't show the address that we had. We show a record on the share register. That's the correct address with the address listed for the share. So, I've got a call from the share and ask them
to look it out.
Sam, did you get your briefcase or anything from the office?
I do.
Okay. So you're ready to go to the airport too after Chestnut?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I guess the biggest problem is if somebody comes out here and gets another screenshot from whoever this is inside Dan, somebody's got to look into this and stop this quickly. And I still think it's
calling Barry Berman. I called Barry.
You got one other problem you could have here. There was a couple of your online posts that were down there a short time ago, not that long ago, that Will...
Yeah, Will is a huge problem.
Will was blasting me really bad.
Will is
and Pete too. I don't even know who Pete is, but Will, and now I hear that Will's ready to lose his job, so that's what I hear. I don't know.
The positive thing for the company if you did,
but the negative thing is that he comes out and...
How much time do you spend down there?
I have been down for a little while. I've been dealing with this. But normally I go down every month or two. I will go down there as soon as all the shareholder stuff goes out to Sapsa, then I'm okay to go down. There's not much for me to do then. But until then, I'm not going to go down. I'm just going to concentrate on getting that money. I am convinced, though, that it's not falling.
Hello? Hey, Joel, what's going on, bud? I won't be done for about another 4 hours, but I can listen to some of this right now. I'm wondering, what's up? Is everything's okay, though? Oh. Well, she's supposed to be handling everything. Let me call Lisa and find out everything, and then you'll call me back maybe around, say, 4 hours from now. Okay, is that okay with you that time? That's why I'll get a hold of her in between. Thanks, Joel. Never a day. Sandy, please make this news quick. I heard rumor that World Winners going public for $8 billion. Oh. Just.
Doesn't surprise me.
That amount surprises me.
No, it doesn't. They have the eyeballs that they claim they do. They have demographics that are so refined. Revenues have got to be on a cost or on a value for it. It's got to be
huge. This is something that we've never even put into our calculations on our money yet is our advertising. Once we build eyeballs, once News Corp builds this up, the TV show, we've got a 13-week show. But if the 13-week show is successful, we've got 40 more weeks. We have a 53-week show. But the only way you can win your seat is to go play at the club. News Corp's going to promote it everywhere.
When you get to the point where you earn the 7,000 subscribers with an advertiser, you get an affiliate deal on it. Like Phil does this, Phil has this free game on the telephone, on the cell phone, with Oasis.
Yeah.
And they are aggressive promoters, and they would love to do an affiliate deal. So basically what they would do is, or you would send an email out saying, play for free on the cell, which I don't think is competitive with you. We don't know if you're happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would give a kickback of whatever the affiliate deal. So you could think of other products like that, too. So all sorts of products. You could use some of the Slackjack stuff, like Kenny's book, you know, things like that, sell stuff like that. I agree, nothing valuable. Yes, it was disclosed that I haven't looked through, but I did see that they took a couple $1 million charge. I think they took a $5 million charge.
$4 million
for Jim's contract.
Was it for Jim or was it for the buyout?
No, absolutely not. Do you think Mitch went back to the well on the termination? He might have, but my God, they paid him enough. Cookie would know that. Cookie knows exactly what Jim's doing. So.
Not much Cookie doesn't.
Sure.
Blake Stanley is not going to be going into California with a casino too, that they'll be managing out. So with Interstate Poker there in California, now we've got another entity that helps us a lot over there.
Yeah.
We've struggled so far up to this point now, Dan. Now we've got looks like a real shot here for a real home run for everything, so this is pretty big for everybody right now.
Sometimes out of the worst scenarios, eventually you have to go through this, you know? We get through all these bad obstacles in order to...
We did it in UB. We were struggling, and all of a sudden the one thing hit. World Poker Tour, and it just took off. Whatever Greg's gonna do.
Yeah,
telling you we're with Mansoor.
We won't touch.
Oh my God, Mansoor is like he won't talk to me, and I'm his friend.
I think if we can just get this,
I'm his friend.
Once he won't talk, have to pay for distribution, it'll be 1,000 times better. That'll be a lot of money. Over $1 million.
Well, he's got to deal with Greg personally for like 1.1, and then he's got his own Excalibur deal. So he's got like two different deals here. He's got to deal with Greg individually for like 1.1.
Right. Yep. That's true.
And then he's got to deal with Excalibur. Then I don't know what that is. I don't know what
his percentage of it.
Yes, yeah. His percentage. But whatever. Oh, please don't get him going on everybody. He is completely. Now with his name being brought up on the website too, and his name being brought up with his thing with Danny running the host man today and everything. And his name's still on eWorld. And he's they've gotta get eWorld and Bet21 if they want it. If they don't want Bet21, We just got to let it go. We got to get this
online.
They just got to take, what are they going to take this website from us? They got to take this URL.
I can deal with the website is the one thing I can help with. That I can get changed.
They got to take it quickly, though. Okay. We keep telling people, take this, and nobody's answering us.
All right.
Joanne Graham said, oh, yeah, I just got to contact you. Nobody's contacting you. What's your name, Stan? You don't think there's any legal action, you know, if this comes out and it's Travis, that can happen to where he has any legal action as far as jail time or anything?
Theoretically, but the problem is, if the players are paying back, there's the prosecution, then plus they'd have to prove it was Travis.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. But if you tell me to make a statement...
Well, and it's not a direct statement. So I have to put reasonable doubt on. I mean, the stuff that's out there now about you is not enough to convict you by any means.
But I understand, but then I can't say it's Travis. I can't come out and publicly say it again.
No, but you might be able to say something like, look, it was say a perpetrator or someone close to me. I feel responsible because I vouched for him for the company or something like that. But as the release indicates, you know, the person who did this was the person who hacked into the code. Obviously, that's not me. We can come up with a story. And the release is not going to be consistent with a poker player winning, you know, a professional pro. It's bad for everybody. Okay, so I'll be in touch with you this week.
Okay,
Andy, chase down those two consents. You can email them to me. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Take care of your good work.